From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Slate's Double X Factor feels guilty about abandoning Hillary Clinton during the presidential campaign. Just ahead, why Hanna Rosin and Emily Bazelon thinks Senator Clinton would make a good Secretary of State.
First, though, another possible cabinet appointment. Word is out that Washington lawyer Eric Holder has accepted President-elect Barack Obama's offer to become Attorney General.
To get a better sense of who this man is, we're joined now by Tony Bush. She's a partner at Skadden's Communications Group and a personal friend of Eric Holder. Welcome to the program, Tony, and tell us how you and Eric Holder first met.
Well, I think, you know, in my younger lawyer days, I had met Eric around D.C., but then I moved to New York after I got married. Then my husband and I moved back to Washington, and when our son, for his first birthday, I asked a friend of mine, Stephanie, if she knew anybody else that had a one-year-old. And Eric and Sharon's daughter, Maya, turns out is 3 days younger than my son, Dwight. And so we invited them to our son's first birthday party, and we've been friends ever since.
And what kind of a guy is he?
Well, he's a very funny guy. He's obviously very smart and, you know, a terrific lawyer. I think some of the things that people might not know about Eric is that he's a technology junkie. You know, he's always trying to come up with a reason, an excuse to get a new computer, to get a new phone. You know, it's not just your BlackBerry. He just really likes technology.
Eric Holder, he's been a judge and he's been both a prosecutor and a defense attorney with the prestigious law firm Covington & Burling. As a lawyer, how would you describe him?
I would say that he's one of the best lawyers that I know. He has a very calm demeanor about him, but he's very insightful and very effective.
As he approaches this potential new job as Attorney General, he said in the past that he thinks that the Justice Department has been really sullied over the past 8 years under the Bush administration. So how do you think he might approach turning things around?
Well, I think that Eric will be focused on restoring the Justice Department to the institution that it was before, which was an honored institution where, regardless of your political affiliation, the Justice Department was looking for the best lawyers that they could find who were going to implement the laws of the United States. And that there have been many people who have worked at the Justice Department for decades without political affiliation ever being an issue, and I think that's what he's looking to restore, to make it a place where the best lawyers in America want to work.
He spent time with the Clinton administration as Deputy Attorney General, and during that time he helped approve the presidential pardon of Mark Rich. Rich was a wealthy commodities dealer who evaded tax charges. I'm wondering if he ever talked to you about that incident with the pardon and how he feels about it.
He has not discussed that with me, and it's not something that I would raise with him. I think that that issue was, you know, fully addressed in the press, that he, you know, and it's behind us.
Eric Holder appeared on National Public Radio last month, and he said that he felt that the Attorney General could play an important role in unraveling what's happened during the current financial crisis. Let's take a listen.
Some really intense, vigorous investigation needs to be done to see if any laws were broken and to the extent that people have profited illegally or done things illegally, they need to be found out and they need to be prosecuted. And I think that should be a priority for the next Attorney General.
Out of all the things the Attorney General will have to deal with, where do you think Eric Holder might place the economic crisis in terms of priorities?
Well, I think that the first priority is going to be getting the people in place at the Department of Justice who can make those assessments. I think that it's not going to be something where we're going to see announcements, you know, the month after he's in office of, you know, what they're doing. I think that he is going to look carefully at the situation. And I think that, you know, he and the team that he assembles will look into the crisis and see where and if there were any wrongdoings and then pursue it. But it's impossible for me to predict, you know, what area he's going to start on.
Tony Bush is a partner at Skadden's Communication Group, and she's a friend of Eric Holder, who is expected to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much.